Hi, this is Dr. Cheryl Selman, and I am very thrilled today to be talking to a friend, a colleague, a source of great inspiration, a fellow heretic, a doctor who has contributed so much and continues to make such a difference in the world. And of course, I'm talking about Dr. Meir Eisenstein. Dr. Eisenstein is just such an inspiration to me. He's been in medical practice for 37 years. He's board certified in public health and preventative medicine. He is the author of 6 fantastic books, really books that are supporting the ongoing health and well-being of mothers, of the healthcare system, of understanding just critical facets of our overall health. And he is an inspiration in another way as well, because we're going to be talking about his insights into the use of HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin, for weight loss, for resetting the hypothalamus. He's going to share his own personal journey, and we're going to talk about some other really fascinating things. So, Dr. Eisenstein, thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, Dr. Selman, thank you very much. It's always an honor and a pleasure to be with you. But I really have to give you lots of credit, because when I talked to you months ago, you were one of the inspirations for me to get started personally on the HCG. And, you know, this is an incredible journey, you know. And we were just talking a little bit before the show, how do you have success with this? Well, I'm going to tell everyone how to have success. You go to Dr. Selman, you'll have success. I believe it's like in sports, they always talk about that good coaches can win with any players. You know, and I think that's the same thing. I mean, this program really requires learning the program. I mean, I really do believe it does. I mean, it's more than just the HCG. It's more just the program. It's really learning the program. And you want to go to someone, preferably, who has done it themselves. And that fits like you and I.
Yeah, you know, it's true. And thank you for that. You know, we kind of have a mutual admiration society, Mayor.
Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, I wish we could clone you and spread you all over the United States so people have access to doctors like yourself, because you are the true heroes in my estimation, really, really supporting the health and well-being of people. So thank you for all that you do. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you also. You know, you know, I mean, my 37 years in practice, I've been very blessed and privileged. Not only have my wife and I had 6 babies, 6 children, 5 of them born at home, all 10 of my grandchildren were born at home. I was privileged to deliver all of them. Not only did our practice deliver almost 20,000 babies and taken care of over 22,000 families, got involved with vaccines and the dangers of vaccines, but nothing even comes close to this, Dr. Cheryl. Nothing comes close, because this is a problem. The whole issue of obesity and metabolic syndrome, which is high blood pressure, high cholesterol, muscle and joint pain, issues with diabetes, that affects right now 150 million people in this country. That's a frightening number. 150 million. It's just staggering. And up until a year ago, I could tell you, Meir Eisenstein had no clue what to do. Zero.
Well, before we talk about some of the things that have happened to you, you shared with me a really shocking statistic, and that has to do with the success rates of people who are particularly in the obese category. What is the definition of obese, Mayor?
Well, you know, they talk about it as your basal metabolic index and the BMI. It's when you have too much fat. Everyone knows that, because that's what they call it. You're too fat, you know. And then there's different levels, you know. And they say if your number's over 25, you're too heavy. And that's a measurement of your height versus your weight. And, of course, that's not a can always be accurate. If you're a weightlifter and you have all muscle, you may weigh a lot more, but you're not going to be obese, you know. But for the most part, the 5'4" woman in this country You know, the average 5'4 woman now weighs about 175 to 180 pounds. That's the average. It's the average.
Wow. Wow.
You know, and that means 50% are above that. You know, where the ideal weight for that height is approximately 145 pounds. If you take a gentleman about 5'10, the average height of men is 5'9, 5'10, that person should weigh about 175 pounds. The average man now weighs about 210, 215 pounds. And I believe those numbers are old. It's much higher. I myself was over 300 pounds for more than 15 years. And I never saw 300-pound men when I started in practice 37 years ago. Now the average person who I see who comes to our program is over 300 pounds, and the average woman is about 235 pounds. Average.
Wow. Wow.
And what we shared, we talked about before we shot, was the success of all the programs. I don't even have to tell you the names. Everyone knows what they are. You know, all the advertised weight loss programs. The probability of losing 50 pounds is 2%. That means one out of 50 people who is 50 pounds or more will lose 50 pounds. The probability of maintaining it is another 2%, which means the probability if you weigh over 50, have more than 50 pounds to lose, and want to maintain it for any extended period of time, your probability with any program that exists, 1 in 2,500. You're almost easier to win the lottery than that, you know. And that's why so many people give up, because when you see a sign that says results not typical, you know, these little things under every one of these weight loss programs. What I was shocked to find out, what I thought that meant, well, people don't maintain the weight loss. And they say, you know, I lost 40 pounds doing this. I lost 60 pounds. Most people don't even lose the weight, you know. And that's, Dr. Cheryl, what you've taught everybody and taught me a lot also. On the HCG protocol, virtually every person loses the weight. It's just a matter of, that's it, virtually every person. It's never losing 2 pounds in a month. That people are disappointed when they lose 10 or 15 pounds in a month. And I said, you've got to be kidding. That's phenomenal, you know. And that's where the disappointment comes in.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, and that's why people get so discouraged and they give up. You know, they stop trying.
Exactly, and it's not that people aren't dedicated and motivated, because we have some of the most dedicated, motivated people. I put myself in that category who couldn't figure out how to do it, and you know, and all of us belong to gyms for years. You will not lose weight with diet and exercise. You know, that is an absolute misconception. Exercise is only for one reason, to tone up your body. It is not meant to lose weight. And that's why all the gyms membership, it starts filling up in January. By March and April, by this time, they lose all their membership, because people said, I went to the gym every day diligently for an hour, and I've lost 1 pound. Because that's not what it's about. I mean, that's what makes the HCG program so different. It's not about diet. It's not about exercise. It's about using this incredible substance to curb your hunger, eat away at your fat, and really reshape your body. Unbelievable.
Well, before we go and talk a bit about your success, you also shared some recent data about the benefit of HCG in regards to prevention and protection of breast cancer. Do you want to share that?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. You know, and I don't have the reference here in front of me, but I had someone who came to me who had breast cancer, was overweight, and I didn't take care of her only because I had no information whatsoever. And then we started looking at some data, and it turns out that the HCG actually acts as an anti-estrogen. And that may be one of the reasons why it works in weight loss, because so much of the estrogen is stored in the fat in the abdomen. And they found that it actually works better than tamoxifen. Now, I don't want anyone there to just go running out and say, oh, my God, I'm going to take HCG, and that's going to be my treatment. You know, this is clearly, we need some more data on this. But it clearly makes sense, because it seems to me, just looking at this, that it is clearly something that may be valuable, especially if women with breast cancer are carry extra weight. That clearly is going to enhance their the breast cancer, I think. You know, I want to really put a big I think, because, you know, But I found that absolutely fascinating, you know, to say that it has an anti-estrogen effect, and that may be one of the reasons. It may be one of the reasons why everyone has gotten so heavy also, because all the chickens are fed estrogen. We have all these genetically engineered and chemically in our food chain, and now we're eating all the estrogen, and estrogen clearly makes you bigger.
Yeah. So I think we're discovering more and more of the benefits. Of course, when you lose all that fat, you're losing the source of inflammation. You're losing the source of the estrones in your body. You're helping to downregulate your insulin levels, which will upregulate your estrogen. There's so many things that we're learning as you go into this fat-burning mode. So, Mayor, tell us about your experience.
Well, I could tell you that I'm blown away. I'm almost 100 pounds lighter than I was in September, 94 to be exact, and as of this morning. Now, I want to know, I have three scales, depending on which scale you get on. And my wife said, what does it change, a pound here, a pound there? I said, yes, it does. So I only write down the lower one, you know. I mean, this is mind-boggling, and I'm going to most probably be off. I'm just finishing my fourth round of the HCG. And I'm going to be off now for about 2 or 3 months, even though I still have about 40 pounds at least heavier than I want to be. But one of the things that I've recommended to so many of the families is the harder part may be the in-between phase, you know, where your goal is to maintain the weight you've lost. And as you get closer and closer to your goal, you want to be off for longer and longer periods of time. You know, and I try to do something, and my wife nixed it. She said that I wanted to stay on longer just to lose a few more pounds, just to reach that magical 100-pound mark.
That number. That magic.
That's the number, right. That's exactly right. You know what I mean? But I tell you what's different, Dr. Cheryl, from anything ever before. Before I would lose 20 pounds, 30 pounds, I never was so excited about the weight loss that it became my motivation to continue on.
Right.
It does. You said it earlier. It resets something. Does it reset the hypothalamus, the metabolic rate, or something? It's because you now covet what you've done in a good way. And I've never felt that with anything I've ever done before. I always felt I'm struggling, and I'm struggling until I one day have to do something different, you know. And you never feel that way. Just don't. I can't even explain it. I can't explain it, you know, except Dr. Simeon must have been right. The author of the original doctor who passed away many years ago wrote the books Pounds and Inches. And I know that's an important part of the program that you have is Dr. Simeon's Pounds and Inches book.
Yeah, we follow it pretty strictly, too, because people are doing all sorts of variations on the theme. But I think, you know, as far as his program of what to eat and how to eat and reducing a lot of the topicals, I think it's based on many, many years of research, and he's, you know, perfected it. So why mess with it, you know?
Oh, let me tell you something. You can get it. It's available. It's, you know, it's a pamphlet. It's in between a book and a pamphlet. And just put in Pounds and Inches into Google. You'll find it on many, many websites, you know, and it's complimentary, you know. And it is beyond incredible, the book. I agree with you. I've read the book 4 or 5 times, and I learn something new every time. And that's when you know something that lasts so long in medicine, you know, has some incredible value. I mean, I keep thinking, Dr. Cheryl, why doesn't everyone do this? Why doesn't everyone, and I don't have an answer for that yet because, you know, it surely works. The amount of people who say it doesn't work is minuscule compared to the amount of people who say it works. And from our own personal experience, it's an extremely high percentage of it works. I can tell you what else it does that may be from a medical standpoint, from a doctor's standpoint. This program will lower your blood pressure, lower your cholesterol. It will clearly change your ability to process sugar, and the reason we're able to change is you're not going to eat that much sugar. And all these have been linked in one way to another, and of course it all does this by getting thinner. And I think what you said is real clear. You have to follow this program. There are some modifications that can be done, but they can't be there can't be any modifications in my mind in eating sugar or fat. I think that's, you know, you can modify my mind. If someone's going to modify, eat a little bit more salad. You know,
yeah.
I mean, that's maybe have another apple, you know, but you can't modify from the principles themselves.
So, but before we kind of conclude, I know you're really busy. What are some of the benefits you personally have noticed?
Well, I could say the biggest benefit is, first of all, so many of my patients have gotten off pharmaceuticals. I never did adult medicine. I delivered babies. I took care of children. So in a sense, I'm not reinventing the wheel. I'm not my knowledge from adult medicine. I'm building a brand new house. So I never put people on blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, right or wrong. I have to think it's wrong in a sense because that's not the answer. But I got to tell you, one little medical history that happened a couple days ago. I'm in the office with my oldest daughter, who's a nurse practitioner and works with me. And one of our patients' blood pressure is really low, like 105 over 65. And I noticed that she was on blood pressure medication from another doctor. She's been on the HCG and lost about 25 or 30 pounds. Looks absolutely great, you know. And Jenny and I, my daughter, are saying, you think we should ask her to call her doctor and maybe lower her pharmaceuticals or blood pressure medication? And obviously, I speak too loud as it is. And she says, Doc, I stopped taking it 3 weeks ago.
Well.
How
well,
incredible is that? I mean, you know,
yeah.
And I tell you why it's important, because the blood pressure medication, the cholesterol lowering medication, has never once been shown to increase life expectancy or lower your probability of heart attack and stroke. All it does is change the numbers. Now, that doesn't mean that if you have bad numbers, that's good. But the only thing that's going to change, and every study has shown that, is weight loss. They now even believe a 5% body weight loss lowers your probability of diabetes, heart attack, and stroke by 30%. 5%. We're not talking about. But how do you do 5%? In this program, people feel they're a failure if they've done 5%.
Yeah, exactly.
I lost out about 32% of my. I think that's about right. You know, yeah, about. I've lost about a third of my body weight. You know, I mean, and God, I can't thank enough Dr. Simeon. I can't thank you, Cheryl, enough because, you know, it's doctors like yourself who are not only inspirational but practitioners to really help so many people. And this is, I could tell you, I've never seen anything like this.
Well, you know, this has been wonderful. I really appreciate you sharing all this great information and insight into things. You know, I'm most grateful that that you've committed to this program, you've gotten this great success, because I want you around for a really, really long time.
Oh, that's so
Mayor.
Sweet. Well, you know, only the Lord knows how long we're going to be on this earth. I mean, one of our dearest friends, my wife and I, passed away in her sleep. She was 61 years old, not on any pharmaceuticals, healthy as can be, had six children. And it really just brings to home that our time on this earth is a gift, you know. But the one thing you can surely say, you may not live a second longer, you're going to live healthier, feeling better. I mean, that's, who doesn't want to be the proper weight? Everyone does. We just can't figure out how to do it. This is the answer.
Well, thank you so much, and I just want to encourage you to keep up the great work you're doing. And we will talk again. We'll have you back.
Thank you.
On
thank
my
you
radio
so much.
Well, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Be well. Thank you. Bye.